Welcome to episode 248 of Teiturigawa Bookmakers. I'll be talking about fiction in minute four. But first, who is our bookbinder of the week? Our bookbinder of the week is another pop-up artist, Duncan Birmingham. Duncan Birmingham is a pop-up artist, a paper artist, and a very good pop-up book instructor. He has quite a few videos on YouTube on his channel, the pop-up channel. You should really check it out if you want to learn how to make pop-up books. His instructions are good, his instructions are clear, and he has lots of examples. So please check out Duncan Birmingham on the pop-up channel on YouTube to learn more about how to make pop-up books. Speaking of books, what have I been binding this week? This week I spent time learning how to make a book cover. The width of the book cover, the book board, the height is no problem. It's the width, and that goes to the width of the spine and the gap between the spine and the book board on the front and back. I've always had a problem with that, so working on it this week, in the last couple of weeks, I've made two or three book covers using different dimensions for everything, and I finally think I've got a handle on it. It's not a direct formula, but it works out to about a 5 or 6 millimeter gap between the spine and the book board. Hopefully that'll work out, and that's what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks, is trying to figure out how to make better books, which is the whole idea of what I've been doing. Also in bookbinding, I've run into a small problem. I've got a present, and I was more interested in the box it came in. It's almost an excellent piece of cardboard. It's not cardboard, pressed board, to make a book cover. And of course, I have to put it with all the other really good paper and supplies I have for book covers. And this is going to be a problem because my new cheap free office is not as big as the other one, so I can't just make a pile of things I'll use in maybe the future, because I'll have to use them now, which is good because I have to use them now, which means I'll be using them and putting them into a book and getting rid of them and making me work more. So free means more work for me, but it's a very nice box. And it comes with a couple of business card size explanations for what came in the box. And I thought, these look nice. They have nice pictures of the product. And I thought, I think I can make a cover out of this stuff. And that's a big problem. I think I can make a cover means I'm going to store it for a long time and eventually get around to either throwing it out or making it into a cover. From now on, I'm afraid, or I'm happy to say, if I think I can use something, I should use it within the next week or two, because I do not have a big office. But it's inspiring. That's good. It's good. It's inspiring and forcing me to do more work. Anyway, that's what I've been doing in bookbinding, collecting stuff, making book covers, and experimenting and trying to get better. What have I been doing in fiction? I love this part. In fiction, I have been writing a novel. It's on page about 80, 90 right now, which I think it's a good book. I like it. The characters are strong. There's two main characters and side stories. And the two main characters, I think, are quite strong. I can improve them. We can see what happens, but that's going on fine. Now, when I write a book, I put it on InDesign. So I put it on InDesign, and I thought, what's this? I found something else I didn't recognize. I didn't recognize the name. So I opened it, and it's another novel I forgot about. I started to write it, and I went, no, I should finish the one I'm working on first, because I've got so many that are not finished, and I really should get working on it. I like this one. So I spent a couple of hours with this other novel called Sister Amelia Sniper. I think I'll change it to Sister Amelia professional killer. In any case, it's a woman with a gun who's angry at people who do things against people, bad people. She doesn't like bad people, so she takes care of it without using exactly legal means. So, I found a novel. I'm writing a novel. I'm writing several novels. I'm concentrating on one novel right now. And I've been reading Moby Dick. I am halfway, a little bit more than halfway through Moby Dick. And the chapter that most people say they don't like, because he talks about the classification of whales, isn't the most boring chapter. I think the most boring chapter is the one who talks about why everything is white. That took some time to get through and keeping my eyes open. But I got through it. He thinks many things are white. He also thinks Ishmael thinks whales are fish because they're in the water. Anyway, I'm halfway through and we're getting closer to Moby Dick himself. Well, that's what I've been doing this week. Reading Moby Dick, writing Growing Slurry, finding another novel and working on it, which I shouldn't do, and then experimenting with making book covers. An industrious week. Thanks very much for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon. Have fun.